The Golden Goose, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
Farmer Skint was a poor, unfortunate man. He was poor because he was not a very good farmer. He always sold things for less than other people did, and he always paid more than other people for whatever he bought. He was unfortunate because nothing ever seemed to go right for him. At haymaking or at harvest time, it always seemed to rain. His cows often got foul in the foot, his pigs often got swine fever, and his chickens were always being eaten by foxes. There came a time when Farmer Skint had lost nearly all his animals. He'd had to sell his remaining cows and pigs and what chickens were left, and all he had now on Woebegone Farm was a pair of geese, a gander called Misery and a goose called Sorrow. "I'm sorry, Janet," he said to his wife, "but things have got so bad that we shall have to sell the farm."
"Oh, no, John, no, John, no," cried Mrs. Skint. "What shall we do then? The children have to be fed and clothed."
Farmer Skint looked sadly at his two children, a little girl named Jill and a baby boy named Jack. Both looked very hungry.
"I don't know about clothes," said the farmer, "but at least we've still got something left to eat."
"What?"
asked Mrs. Skint.
"The geese."
"Oh, no, John. Not poor Misery and Sorrow."
"Well, Misery, anyway," said Farmer Skint. "Not Sorrow, not yet. She's sitting on a clutch of eggs. I'll have to let her hatch them out first."
Later that day, he went into his orchard, where there was an old hut. Inside it, Sorrow was sitting on her eggs. Misery, the gander, was standing guard outside, and he cackled angrily at the farmer.
"Sorry, old chap," said Farmer Skint, "but you may be for the chop one of these fine days."
Then he went into the hut and carefully lifted Sorrow off her eggs. She pecked at him furiously, but he was so low-spirited that he took no notice. But he took notice quickly enough when he peeped in the nest. He'd had a look the day before, and there had been four eggs, four dirty white goose eggs, and he was expecting to see a fifth. He was right. There were now five eggs. But what made Farmer Skint gasp with surprise, what made his heart race and his breath come quickly, what made his eyes nearly pop out of his head, was the colour of that fifth egg. Dirty white it was not. It was golden.